Good morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In Venice, the world's major industrial democracies have summed up their 13th economic summit with a patchwork communique. Doug Poling reports.
Italian Prime Minister Fanfani was given the task of concluding this 13th annual economic summit by reading the final communique. It's a statement of lofty goals for the seven trading partners aimed at avoiding a global recession and sustaining economic growth. The statement says the seven will meet regularly to review their economic performances. To help them do this, they've come up with a package of economic indicators, including rates of inflation, domestic demand, and exchange rates. All this, the statement says, should help stabilize the dollar. The leaders also agreed on a six-point plan aimed at reducing surpluses of agricultural goods and removing national barriers to trade. On the problem of third world debt, the seven mentioned the possibility of cutting the interest rates on the loans to the poorest African countries. The seven also called for increased cooperation to fight AIDS, terming the disease one of the biggest potential health problems in the world. And they said they'll encourage efforts to fight environmental problems, including ozone depletion, acid rain, and hazardous substances. President Reagan seemed pleased with the outcome. He said of these summits, "It's my experience they go better than the people covering them think." Doug Poling, CBS News, Venice.
Unimpressed by economic pledges coming out of Venice, currency dealers are selling dollars today. The dollar's down against all major currencies. Gold is up over $3 in London, where the morning fixing was $456.65 an ounce. And on Wall Street so far, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3.75 points at 2356.49. Big board volume, 26,280,000 shares. Our time, 7:02.
If you're looking for a true family car, we invite you to take a look at the Nissan Stanza GXE. Notice how the Nissan Stanza sits more like a luxury sedan. Wide, confident, solid. Nissan Stanza's built for family comfort. It seats five with plenty of room for three in the back and a big roomy trunk for those long trips. And Nissan Stanza's got all the power assist you want. From power windows to door locks, even a power sunroof is available. And AM, FM, cassette, stereo to keep you company. Under the hood, a 2-liter multi-port fuel-injected engine, along with power steering and brakes. As for price, you're looking at no more, maybe less, than comparable cars. So look in on your Nissan dealer and take a look at Nissan Stanza. It could be love at first sight.
This is the news station, KNX.
In some of South Korea's worst political violence in years, thousands of anti-government demonstrators today clashed with riot police in Seoul. Trouble is also reported in other cities as the ruling political party met under heavy guard to endorse ex-general Ro Tae-woo as President Chun Doo-hwan's hand-picked successor. Richard Wagner is in Seoul.
The opposition called for a massive rally in Seoul today to protest Ro's selection and the murder of a student protester. But the government said such a demonstration would be illegal and would not be permitted. The authorities put some 60,000 riot police on the streets of Korea today, 20,000 of them in Seoul alone. And both sides were as good as their word. The opposition did try to mount a rally, and the government did not permit it. When marching students reached the center of the city, they were dispersed by police firing tear gas. Today's crackdown is indicative of Korea's place on the road to democracy. Under some conditions, the government will tolerate limited dissent. But when it decides enough is enough, it has the muscle to make that decision stick. Richard Wagner, CBS News, Seoul.
In the United Kingdom, voters who haven't done so already have just a few hours to decide how they'll mark their ballots. Anthony Mason has our Election Eve update.
Bidding to become Britain's first prime minister in 100 years to serve three consecutive terms, Margaret Thatcher last night delivered the final speech of her campaign.
We are a lion-hearted nation, ready to confront the 21st century and reach out for greatness again.
But Mrs. Thatcher has been given a surprisingly tough fight by the leader of the Labour Party.
The next prime minister of the United Kingdom, Neil Kinnock!
Kinnock says the Thatcher administration has favored the rich, forgotten the poor, and left 3 million unemployed.
They treat the young with contempt. They treat the old with neglect. They treat the average with arrogance.
Kinnock hired Hugh Hudson, Academy Award-winning director of Chariots of Fire, to film his campaign commercials and give him a presidential image. For Mrs. Thatcher, that comes with the job. But she left the campaign trail briefly to attend the economic summit and take the prize place next to President Reagan in the photo sessions. In Britain, where you can bet on anything that moves, even politicians, at least one betting house is so certain of a Thatcher victory, they've closed the book on a conservative win. Anthony Mason, CBS News, London.
In the latest move in their tit-for-tat exchange of diplomatic sanctions, Britain said today it's ordering Iran to reduce the size of its embassy in London. This follows the expulsion of five British diplomats from Tehran. More than a million Polish Catholics gathered in Tarnów today to hear Pope John Paul celebrate Mass and beatify a 16-year-old peasant girl killed in World War I while fighting off a sexual assault by a Russian soldier. As Ronnie Hess reports, the Pope also addressed the political and economic aspirations of rural Poles.
The crowd expected a homily with an agricultural theme. What they got was a strong political message from Pope John Paul. In this predominantly farming region, the pontiff stated rural Poland is going through a complex economic and moral crisis. He called farmers an element of permanence and stability. Then, referring to 1981 agreements between the government and rural solidarity, the Pope, heard through a translator, called for their implementation plus government aid.
May Polish agriculture emerge from the many threats and cease to be condemned merely to the struggle for existence.
If political analysts here had not expected such a statement, farmers were not surprised. This woman, speaking through an interpreter, said the Pope gave voice to her thoughts.
I experience all these problems in daily life because I'm a farmer.
She endorsed what she believes is the Pope's call for greater but equal cooperation. It is what Poland, eager for prosperity, she said, needs now. Ronnie has CBS News, Tarnów.
Our time, 7 minutes past seven.
Each year, many of you must face a decision of critical importance to your family. One mistake, one wrong move, and you could be in the doghouse for years. The decision, how to choose the right Hawaii vacation. At American Express Hawaii Vacations, we believe planning your trip should be a happy experience. We offer you a wide selection of go-any-day vacations that include round-trip airfare, rental car, and more. Choose from fine hotels or spacious condominiums. It's up to you. No matter what your budget, you'll find American Express quality and value in every vacation package we sell. Choose an American Express Hawaii vacation and find a piece of paradise and peace of mind.
To reserve your Hawaii vacation, call any one of the American Express travel agencies listed in the Yellow Pages. Be sure to call now, as space is limited.
A Justice Department official this morning confirmed an unprecedented civil lawsuit is in the works designed to free the giant Teamsters Union of alleged organized crime ties and put it in the hands of court-appointed trustees. The Los Angeles Times had originally reported today the government is seeking the removal of President Jackie Presser and the other 20 executive board members. Some remarkable new disclosures are promised when phase two of the Iran-Contra hearings begin June 23rd. The committees will concentrate on the arms for hostages dealings with Iran. The first 6 weeks of hearings focused on the private aid network for Contra rebels in Nicaragua and wrapped up yesterday with the testimony of witness number 18, Fawn Hall, former secretary to Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. More from Deborah Potter.
The first phase of the Iran-Contra hearings highlighted a number of themes that run through the entire affair. Number one, said House Committee Chairman Lee Hamilton, the need for openness.
Our government cannot function cloaked in secrecy. It cannot function unless officials tell the truth.
Second, according to Senator Warren Redman, the danger of using private citizens to carry out foreign policy.
The corrupting and corrosive influence it's had on government, the private individuals who are working in it, the attempt to have a covert policy without support of the American people.
One central question is still unanswered. Did President Reagan know about the possibly illegal diversion of profits from the Iran arms sales to the Contras? It's an issue that won't be resolved, at least until Oliver North and John Poindexter tell their stories next month. Deborah Potter, CBS News on Capitol Hill.
The Washington Post reports today Attorney Thomas Green, who was present when Fawn Hall removed classified documents from White House offices last November, has refused to testify before a federal grand jury. 10 past the hour.